The next dictation by Dr. Sharon R. Mesa, MD, is patient Inez Daly, last name D-A-L-E-Y, first name I-N-E-Z. This is a tremble exercise stress test file, EST space Daly space I, cardiac hyperosmolar letterhead. Tremble exercise stress test, date of examination, 8/12/22, referring physician, Michelle Messiano, MP, performing physician, Sharon R. Mesa, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 58-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia. Her stress test on her medication, including a beta blocker. New parentheses, metoprolol 12.5 milligrams Q12H, comma, correction, 58-year-old female with history of hypertension and inappropriate tachycardia for stress test on medication, including a beta blocker, parentheses, metoprolol, 12.5 milligrams Q12H, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, and losartan, 25 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, normalized rhythm, IVCA, comma, nonspecific ST wave changes, period, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 110 over 74, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 67 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage two of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 143, parentheses, 88% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20020, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, she experienced dyspnea. In the second stage of stress, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise just on her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 68 and a heart rate of 88 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs noted at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress for the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, tremble exercise stress test, 88% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced dyspnea in the last stage of stress. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets, significantly improved from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with improvement in her inappropriate tachycardia on her current medication, including a beta blocker, and ability to improve her functional capacity on medication. 5 VPCs were noted at peak stress on attaining her functional capacity, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mays, MD.